have a meeting that happened a couple days ago with the president and Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Schumer, I suppose, and they talked about transportation and infrastructure, and they said, yes, we have a $2 billion plan, but we're not going to talk about how to pay for it for 3 more weeks. So the whole nation's D.C. is on tenterhooks now, trying to figure out what's going to happen next. What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, first, I think it's absolutely commendable that they got together and that they had this conversation. There's broad bipartisan agreement that we need to do something about our nation's infrastructure. We've got an infrastructure that the Society of Civil Engineers rates only a D+. You can't have the number one economy in the world with a D+ rated infrastructure. This conversation was overdue. So I commend the President, Leader Pelosi, and Leader Schumer for doing it. The right thing to do is to get agreement on the fact that they need a big bill, a $2 trillion bill to address this. I'm encouraged that they said they're going to meet again to talk about how they pay for it.
So then, now here it is 2019. Next year is an election year, and therein lies a conundrum. Nothing gets done in an election year, but here we kind of need to, this is kind of, as you say, overdue. We need to see some sort of action on this. So what's the, how do we solve this conundrum?
Well, I think both the president, who's going into a reelect next year, and Leader Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, who's got a majority in the House, many of the members of that majority ran on getting things done, on delivering for their constituents. A big part of that was delivering infrastructure improvement. Speaker Pelosi herself campaigned for the gavel, talking to her freshman class about wanting to do an infrastructure bill. President Trump has been talking about infrastructure since he was elected. You know, for both of them, there is a lot at stake here in showing their constituents that they can govern and they can deliver on this issue that is, it's front of heart and mind for Americans who, like me today, you know, we're stuck in heavy traffic, who are dealing with not being able to get to and from work in time to see their kids pitch a baseball game or sing in a recital. You know, those kind of things are heartstrings issues that are going to be on the voters' minds. It's in the interest of both the president and members of Congress to get this done.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is this going to be an issue where the gas taxes, it's kind of the gas tax issue an increase in the gas tax. That's the big rub here, isn't it?
Well, there is broad bipartisan agreement that there's a problem that has to be addressed. Where you get into issues about disagreement is when you get into how you pay for it. Clearly, had we simply indexed the current user fee on motor fuels for inflation, it was raised to 18.3 cents a gallon in 1993. Had it been indexed for inflation, it would be about 44 cents a gallon today. The U.S. Chambers proposed a 25-cent increase, 5 cents a year over 5 years, to get us to where we would be had we indexed it for inflation. My organization certainly supports that, as many others do, and we are pro-business groups. We're not exactly in the habit of supporting higher taxes, but we understand how important this is. And a user fee is the most fair way to get there. Those who use more pay more. Bottom line is, if we don't address it somehow, and there are a myriad of options for how we could pay for it, the user fee is just the most simple and the most fair. The cost of doing nothing is greater than whatever cost is associated with doing something. You can't be the number one economy in the world with infrastructure that's fallen to 14th or 15th in the world, while the Chinese are spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year at home and abroad to compete economically from stronger footing. It just doesn't work. The math's not there.
So where do we find out more about all of this? There is a good website out there, I know.
There's a great website that you can go to, FasterBetterSafer.org, and FasterBetterSafer.org will equip you to do everything that you need to do to make an incredibly important, incredibly impactful point with your members of Congress about fixing this issue, doing something that their constituents care about.
I thank you for a few minutes out, and best to you in D.C., huh?
Ken, thank you. It was great to be with you, and look forward to talking again in the future.
You got it. Thanks, Mr. Johnson. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.